Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
All right, it is Sweet 16 day, final hour of the show, as Dunaway is live in the shadows of Crypto.com Arena. I'm stretching that a little bit. He's like a mile and a half away. But it is presented by MyBookie.ag, code next round. His trip to L.A., MyBookie.ag, code next round. The hour presented by Champions World Famous Fried Chicken. Sterling and the gang have thrown the doors open there, and they've started that lunch rush there at Champions World Famous Fried Chicken. Go enjoy those chicken fingers, the po' boys, the Mississippi Delta recipe tamales, all the great sides, the margs. A great place to watch the game tonight if you want to go watch the Sweet 16 at Champions Chicken, championschicken.com, Highway 119 in Alabaster. Let's just reset things, Dunaway, before we talk about an SEC coach maybe on the move or not. You spent some time with both teams yesterday, Alabama and North Carolina. Give me a couple of takeaways from your trip over to crypto.com to talk to those two teams.
Obviously, to me, and this is no breaking news, Alabama's defense becomes a question against two of the more dynamic players in college basketball. One of them is R.J. Davis, the guard, who we sent out sound from earlier today at Next Round Live on our Twitter page, talking about, one, his scouting report on Alabama, but also on his thoughts on getting North Carolina back on the map in college basketball, because remember, this team missed the NCAA tournament last year, and he and Baycott feel pretty good that they got North Carolina a one seed and sort of got back where they believe North Carolina could be. So that was interesting to hear them in the locker room. But in both locker rooms, Baycott was talking about how important it was going to be for him to establish himself down in the paint in their game plan against Alabama. And every time I talked to somebody for Alabama, it was the matchup with Baycott, and can Grant Nelson and Nick Pringle and the others hold their own down there. And the most funny thing that I, funny thing that I remember, it was back in November of last year when Alabama, North Carolina played four overtime.
Yeah.
And Alabama got the close win, and Armando Baycott was joking with us saying, you know, really in that game, I shouldn't have been on the court, and neither should any big man for either team. It was a guards game. And boy, if Alabama could turn it guards game tonight, that would be advantage Alabama, I think.
This is an amazing stat to me, and I read it. I don't know who initially, if it is the Sporting News, I read it, and it's where I read it. I don't know if it's their initial stat. I'd love to give credit, but it comes from this article in the Sporting News. I don't know how big of a factor this is in tonight's game. It can only help North Carolina, but this is a remarkable stat. Listen to this. North Carolina, their average age for their starting five, 22.2 years old, all right? That's North Carolina, their average age for their starting five. The Oklahoma City Thunder, who are the three seed currently in the Western Conference playoffs if they started today, their average age for their starting five, 22.6. Isn't that incredible? North Carolina's average age of their starting five is the same average age, essentially, as the Oklahoma City Thunder. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is the only player on either team older than Cormac Ryan, the North Carolina shooter. That it's an incredibly old roster that Alabama's about to play against.
Yeah, and hasn't that become the kind of teams that are the most dangerous in this tournament, those that have a nice mixture of young talent, but also have some seasoned veterans? And I think that's where a guy like Aaron Estrada, I talked to him yesterday. I don't think we've sent it out yet, maybe before game time, where I said, you know, there are times in the game I just feel like you're the calming factor for Alabama. And he was like, it's because I'm the oldest guy on the team.
Yeah.
And that's sort of my job, is to calm everybody down. So I think you've got to have a mixture of young and old. But I think we're seeing more and more in college basketball, people that are hanging around because of some NIL money, those are the ones that become the most dangerous. Like having Baycott. Baycott's played all those games. You mentioned the number earlier, It's a huge advantage. There's nothing that's going to move the needle on that guy's emotional scale anymore.
This is something, though, Jim, like if I told you, hey, there's a team in the NCAA tournament, they're a high-seeded team, maybe even a one seed, and their average age is 22.6, you'd start guessing all these mid-majors. This is our 22.2, I'm sorry. You'd start guessing all these mid-majors. This is what we used to get, it felt like, with, like, Butler, when they were making those runs, and our guy Ronald Norred had been there, you know, quite a while, and Gordon Hayward had been there quite a while, and you just had this really veteran team, and there was nothing that could shake them. The Blue Bloods, like North Carolina, you're not used to this. These guys normally play a year or two and then go into the NBA. For them to be able to keep a roster like this together for this long is pretty remarkable. I mean, you just don't expect this out of a North Carolina.
Yeah, to your point, they usually get the five-star guys that are only doing a drive-by in college on their way to the NBA. But I think that's where NIL factors in, because I don't know what Bacot's future is in the NBA, but he was able to hang around and make a little cash here at this level. And so in a weird way, the NIL has actually helped the game of basketball. Sort of, I mean, people forget that back in the day in the 80s, Patrick Ewing had to play, what was it, 3 years at Georgetown before he went pro?
Yeah.
Allen Iverson had to play at Georgetown a certain amount of time before he could go pro. So there were very little, if any, one and done guys. You either went straight in or you had to play for a while in college. And a lot of people played for 2, 3, 4 years. And that's sort of what we're getting back to because of the NIL money.
Philip says all that means is they're not good enough to play in the NBA. I mean, I do think there is a lot of that. It doesn't mean they're bad college players, though. I mean, anybody in America would take Armando Bacot and R.J. Davis. I mean, right. There's not a team in America that says no to those two guys.
Yeah, and just like, you know, I'll use Auburn as an example. If Jahni Broome wants to come back again, you're not going to take Jahni Broome back again? Absolutely, yes. You want him back at Auburn. I mean, he was so dominant this year, and he's going to have another year. If Mark Sears wants to come back another year at Alabama, you're not going to take Mark Sears, second team All-American, back? Heck yeah, you're going to. And so you're saying they're not NBA guys, but they're All-Americans in college. Both those guys are. So you would take them back as many years as they could play.
You know, I'm glad you told that Armando Bacot story. I've never really had a strong opinion about him, but I like hearing when guys seem like good guys. And just in your short time with him, he seemed like a good guy.
So was RJ, because they were on the podium. And so they come in to the locker room after all the North Carolina and other media people are there. And and I'll give it to North Carolina's AD as well, or the SID. He was a very nice guy. CBS was going to take both of them off the podium into their interview room. And he's like, no. They're going to spend some time with the local media first before they go to you guys. So North Carolina told CBS, you're going to have to hold your water here. They're going to go spend the final 30 minutes of the open locker room in there with them. And you walk in and he says, Armando Bacot and RJ. And so I was right next to RJ. He sits down and it's a one-on-one with RJ. And he was very nice. I said, do you have time? I know you just came off the podium. You want to get some water or something first? And he's like, no, man, let's do it. And then I went over to Armando Bacot and I said, hey, you got time for another one? I know you've been doing this all day. And he's like, nah, man, help in. I said, nice shoes. He goes, they're so freaking comfortable. And I get tired of tying up stuff. I just like slipping these on and stuff. So they were just very nice, personable guys. Not that anybody else has not been, but you know, when you're the outside media going into the opposing locker room, it's always good that they're nice to you.
All right, we'll talk about that SEC coach that a lot of people thought was on the move. It looks like he's staying put. And 1 second reminder, if you're on the move this summer, Johnston RV Center, great place to be on the move with. They can get you in an RV so you can go see America. They've redone all their pricing right now, and they are willing to beat any price you bring them anywhere in the country on a comparable RV. They're going to beat it at Johnston RV Center. They're also going to cover everything with that RV warranty forever. Anything you buy that is new or qualifying used, it qualifies for the lifetime warranty. But don't forget that price guarantee. They'll beat it on any comparable RV from anywhere in America. I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, 334 in Decatur. They are always online, JohnstonRVCenter.com. Andy Enfield has left USC, and that left an opening of a job, Jim. I just don't know, before we talk about the coach's rumor to go there, how good a job it is. I feel like I can envision USC football in the Big Ten. I really don't feel like I can envision USC basketball in the Big Ten. They just weren't a factor in the Pac-12 or the Pac-10 or the Pac-8. I don't know how good they're going to be in the Big Ten.
Well, I mean, when you think of L.A. college basketball, you always default to UCLA Correct. First, right? Yep, the John Wooden years, it's a great history. And then even recently under Jim Herrick and then somebody else, they've had championships, right? So
Steve Lavin, remember Lavin? Lavin had a good year,
Yeah, so they've been relevant even in modern-day basketball, but USC never really has lived up to that. But, you know, the more you learn about USC and UCLA, UCLA's having financial problems. USC's not. USC's NIL is better than UCLA. So as we move to the new world, maybe USC basketball, and it's going to be blasphemy out here, make sure nobody runs up and hits me over the head, maybe in the future USC is in a better position to be a better basketball program than UCLA. I said it, but maybe it is because of the NIL. And, you know, when you're out here on the West Coast, there's a lot of athletes who play basketball out this way. So it seems like Gonzaga's on the downward turn. Arizona's really, really good every year. But USC could have a foothold out here to get some players and keep them close to home. And then they travel to the Big Ten, and maybe they got a place where it worked out better for them. Being in the Big Ten. I don't know. It is going to be weird to do. The guy at Musso and Frank's last night that was our bartender, that place was built in 1919. I think he started working there maybe in 3 or 4 years after that. He'd been there a while. And I said, are you, because he asked us about the Alabama gear that the radio crew had on. And he gave us his opinion on the game. And I said, are you a college basketball fan? He said, oh, lifelong UCLA fan. And I said, what's it going to be like with them in the Big Ten? He goes, oh, disaster. I'm old enough where I hated it when it became the Pac-10.
Yeah.
And then I hated it when it became the Pac-12. And he goes, but anything with a Pac in front of it is better than the freaking Big Ten. He used a different word.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get your feel. So it's in a weird place out here for USC and UCLA. But, you know, I think it's a pretty good job. I really do. I mean, compared to some,
right.
I wouldn't leave an SEC job for it, but – you know, I'd leave a Big 12 job, the right one for it.
Well, it's open because Andy Enfield, who made his name at Florida Gulf Coast, took that USC job. It just never really clicked for him out there big time. He probably is getting out one step ahead of the posse and is going to SMU in the ACC, as weird as that sounds. So it's left an opening. And a guy that either was seriously considering it or just parlaying it to get a better deal was Arkansas coach Eric Musselman. And word had started to leak out last night that he was looking at USC, that they might be getting close to a deal. Just a few moments ago, Hunter Yurecek tweeted out a video of him getting on a bus. He sits down in the bus seat, he looks, and the driver adjusts the mirror, and in the mirror is Eric Musselman driving the bus. It's a produced video that basically said, I know it is pretty cheesy, by the way. A produced video that basically says Eric Musselman's staying at Arkansas. So it does not look like he's going to take the USC job. He'll stay at Arkansas.
Yeah. Remember when he entered the team meeting, the first practice, in a tracksuit this year and said,
yep,
we're going to finish the race this year? That was awkward as well. But I, you know, give it to him that he's not afraid to embrace social media. Paul, one of our great basketball viewers, sent that to us instantly. He's like, watch Eric Musselman, big name because his family ties out here. It would have been a good hire for USC to get Eric Musselman. I assume Arkansas fans are happy to keep him. They way underachieved this year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're happy. Eric Musselman's a complicated – I want to pull this up because I want to get the numbers right. He's a complicated guy because you look at his NCAA tournament appearances done away, and I know Arkansas is a proud program, but – they had not gone to back-to-back Elite Eights, I don't think, in quite a while, and he took them to back-to-back Elite Eights. I mean, that's pretty good coaching there, right? Then he took them to a Sweet 16 last year, so he's only been able to go to three tournaments because of the COVID cancellation. Three tournaments. He was hired the same time Nate Oates was. Nate Oates has gone to three Sweet 16s. He's gone to two Elite Eights and a Sweet 16. This is the first year he's missed the tournament. That's the good. The bad is, he's 47-42 in conference. He's only five games above 500 in conference. If I'm a fan, that NCAA tournament trumps what he's done in the conference. But the guy's a 500 coach essentially in the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah, imagine if they'd had good regular seasons.
Yeah.
What their seeding would have been, and probably I don't know if it got him to any Final Fours or not. But he's had to overcome average or bad seeding to get to two Elite Eights in a Sweet 16. That's hard to do. So he's really got it done in the tournament. I think he's a good coach. I just think he's a hard guy to like unless you're an Arkansas fan.
16 and 17 this year, 6 and 12 in the conference, didn't sniff the tournament. And that's to your point, why Arkansas fans might not be thrilled. I don't think I would pull the shoot on him on that one season, though. I mean, again, Arkansas has had a really good history, but you tell me the last time you remember them going Elite Eight, Elite Eight, Sweet 16, you probably got to go back to Nolan for that, don't you? Like, I don't think Mike Anderson did that.
Yeah, maybe even before Nolan. I mean, Nolan had bigger success. He won a national championship, but I don't know if he put three seasons together like that. Maybe he did.
Yeah, I could tell you real quick.
Yeah, it would probably be 92, 93, 94, 95, right around in there.
Yeah, so here it is. You're right. The 92-93 season, Sweet 16, they won it the next year. They were runner-up the year after that, and then they went to the Sweet 16 the year after that. I mean, that's a heck of a run right there. Just about any program will take that.
16, national champion, national runner-up, Sweet 16.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll take that. I think almost any program will take that. So they're going to keep Eric Musselman at Arkansas so the SEC does not lose a coach. But that had gotten your attention. It was part of one of your things you were texting pre-show is look out for Eric Musselman.
Yeah, that was all because of Paul, one of our basketball viewers. And so, I said, we'll talk about that for sure because Eric Musselman would have been a big job opening in the SEC.
Dunaway, I got my Diet Coke open. We also got this Coke Spiced right here in studio. Raspberry Spice with that great Coca-Cola classic flavor. I know we've all had some up here. It's a great new item that Coca-Cola has.
Yeah, I'm missing it out here. I need to go to my local retailer. Got to find my local retailer out here. Haven't been in a store. As you can tell, I packed one bag, Brent. I only did, I didn't check a bag, so I did not bring any toiletries. So luckily they had toothpaste, toothbrush, and deodorant down at the desk, but no razor, no shaving cream. So I'm going to have to hit a store at some point or grow a beard out here in LA. So Coke Spice, man, I love it. Raspberries and spicy flavors. It's the perfect taste for sunshine in the spring and summertime.
This whole packing thing, I mean, I only suggested the carry-on if you were going to be rushed because you stayed for the whole show. And, like, you got that in your mind, so now you've carried on. So you don't have enough clothes. You didn't even pack toiletries?
Well, I didn't think I could take them on.
You can in the smaller containers. No, there's a container size. You can take a toothbrush anywhere. It's a container size. You just got to get those smaller containers to use the carry-on.
Yeah. I'm brushing my teeth with a prison toothbrush. The handle's about this big. That perfectly would be made into a shiv, I'm sure. I was locked up in cell block D.
Are you brushing your teeth with bourbon or something like that? You at least found some toothpaste, didn't you?
It was red wine last night. No, they gave me complimentary toothpaste too, but I'm going to wait and see how it goes tonight. And then if God willing and the creek doesn't rise and Alabama pulls a major upset, which I don't think they'll do, but if they do, then I'm going to have to hit if they have CBSs out here, we'll have to hit one of those and get some proper toothpaste.
We will be live again tonight, 5 o'clock Central Time, 3 where Dunaway is, prior to that early game out there in LA. We'll do a little pregame, brought to you by mybookie.ag for Bama and North Carolina. So, we'll allow Dunaway to get over to crypto.com arena here in a little while, and we'll be live at 5. And then after the game, I'll go live after the game to get your reaction on Alabama, North Carolina, while Dunaway hits the Bama locker room, and he'll have reaction from the Alabama locker room out at Next Round Live. So all of that courtesy of mybookie.ag, code Next Round, and also Autograph Dunaway. I know Autograph's been with us throughout the tournament. We appreciate that. Code TNR for Tom Brady's app. I've seen they're doing several giveaways for some of these regionals, and I think even some Final Four tickets coming up there on the Autograph app.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable app that you get. And again, all you do is put your email address in and then the promo code TNR, and it's absolutely free. And then you start earning points by just the stuff you read about your favorite team. When you pick your favorite team, you open it up, and every time you open it up, it'll be like, for example, Alabama. It'll be Alabama basketball stuff, Alabama football stuff, some podcasts that are interesting that you would want to listen to, some post-game sound. It's all right there curated for you by Autograph, and it's so easy. It is the best sports app I've used that I've found in the last, I'm going to say, 5 years. It's right there, and it's everything that I want about a specific team. Just put in your email address, promo code TNR, and Autograph is awesome.
Zach, with the hint of sarcasm, Bama ain't winning. I agree, Jim. You should just fly back and watch on the plane Wi-Fi.
I know, but I've got to get some sad trombone post-game sound.
Okay. Richard says, I'm pretty sure in L.A. they hand out toiletries to homeless people, so you should just go find some of those.
That's why I got that toothbrush, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. DB says, watch out for the Dementors in prison, Jim. That was Michael Scott, right? Rockstar?
Yeah, they hoit.
They hoit. All right, we're going to do trash when we return, but a reminder, live at 5, live after the game, on all your video platforms, courtesy of mybookie.ag. Dunaway's going to step away while we do trash. He'll be back with us to end the show. EG presenting trash. Little T back in here with us. Rockstar back for trash when we return on the next round.
Follow John Lunsford on Twitter at JLunts.
NASCAR is returning to the Talladega Super Speedway for the 2024 GEICO 500 weekend, Saturday, April 20th through Sunday, April 21. Guarantee your 2024 GEICO 500 weekend experience today by visiting TalladegaSuperspeedway.com or calling 877-GO-TO-DEGA. Enhance your race weekend by adding passes to the Talladega Garage Experience presented by Cool Ray. It is the GEICO 500 weekend, Saturday, April 20th and Sunday, April 21st. Guarantee your spot now, TalladegaSuperspeedway.com or 877-GO-TO-DEGA.
Hey, there's nothing worse than waking up to a plumbing problem. Don't get caught in a flooded house. Call the guys at Hemp Hill Services. Adam, Chad, and the team at Hemp Hill are the only ones I trust to fix it and fix it right the first time. Hemp Hill Services does it right and always at a fair price. For all of your plumbing, cooling, and heating needs, trust the name that Birmingham has trusted since 1954. That is Hemp Hill Services. Call now, 205-229-2090. That's 205-229-2090.
You have all heard of Red Wing Shoes, but what is Red Wing Shoes? It's the place where men buy boots, plain and simple. Who are Red Wing's customers? They are construction workers, warehouse employees, college students, the guy that fixes your AC, the guy at the end of the bar, the IT guy. Red Wing is a father, Red Wing is a son, Red Wing is a cult following shared by all men. A classic, comfortable pair of cool boots with a story to tell. What's your Red Wing story? Red Wing Shoe Stores, located in Pelham and Trussville. Fire damage to your home or business is something you never want to consider. Ryan Brown here from the Next Round. But in the horrible event it happens, DryTech is here to help. They respond quickly and will reply to you within 20 minutes when you call 205-637-0143. They're working for you, the customer, not the insurance company. They've got 5 crews ready to go 24/7. Don't call the insurance company first. Call DryTech. Just remember this website, mydrytech.com. That is mydrytech.com.
It's that time of year. Hoops, hops, and wings with our friends at Walk-Ons. We're talking about the unbelievable madness of the best viewing and the best food in town.
This tournament season, try any of the 3 local Walk-Ons in Trussville, Stadium Trace in Hoover, and also the Greystone location. A wonderful menu with original food, great drinks, but most importantly in tournament season, TVs everywhere, so you can keep up with how your bracket's burning.
Your home for all the tournament action is Walk-Ons Sports Bistro.
The wait is over. Tonali has arrived. Beautifully distinctive Italian styling and performance. Come test drive the all-new 2024 Alfa Romeo Tonali plug-in hybrid at Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. The all-new Tonali offers best-in-class horsepower and torque. Fastest 0 to 60 times in its class. Plus best-in-class range with full electric charge. And best of all, qualified Tonali lessees are eligible for up to $7,500 EV tax credit factored into your lease. Hurry down to Alfa Romeo of Birmingham and experience the all-new Tonali.
All right, we continue on the next round. What'd you say, Little T?
I was reading that headline, How Isolated is Shohei Ohtani?
How isolated is Shohei Ohtani? He's lost his interpreter. He's facing maybe a ban, a suspension. I bet he feels isolated. It is the next round. Dunaway will join us back live from L.A. momentarily, courtesy of mybookie.ag. Code next round when you sign on at mybookie.ag. He'll be back with us. We are about to do trash. Here with EG and Little T. Why does Tyler not have us up? Why are we still in a commercial break, Tyler? Oh, there we go.
There we go.
We're back. Thank you, Tyler.
Make sure you're on your toes, guys. Yeah.
Well, I was just making sure that I was talking what I was supposed to talk. I saw that we were still in a commercial break there. Richard says, I'd love to see Jim wandering aimlessly with his one bag and people just start gifting him stuff as he's walking around.
Oh, you're going to give me an extra large. Okay.
Here you go, buddy. That's fine. Here you go, buddy. A.M. Goffer says if Dunaway's going to go homeless, he needs a grocery store cart if he's going to walk around L.A. homeless.
That's funny. Yeah. Does he not know that there's travel-sized toiletries?
I think you just found that answer was no. Yes.
I can't complain about it if I know about it.
You can get them at the airport, too. There's a whole stand.
Yeah, well, you can probably pay $25.99 for a toothbrush.
Yeah, you pay premium for stuff at the airport. There's no doubt about that. All right, at this time every day, we do a little thing called Trash. It's presented by Mortgage Right. Rockstar, if you would not mind, please, hitting that button.
Okay, so where's your house?
That's next to my neighbor's house.
Hey, where's your neighbor's house?
Ooh, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Try me.
Next to my house.
Step out the car, please.
You want a jail?
Yep.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Veteran owned, veteran operated. It is Mortgage Right. You've got great programs there. They've got great programs there for all those that have served our country, but anyone as well. The first step you need to make when it is time to buy or refinance your home is go to MortgageRight.com/TNR. That is MortgageRight.com/TNR. EG is going to read the trash.
Let's do it.
T and Rockstar are going to react.
All right. With Easter this weekend, we thought it was only appropriate to rank the best Easter candy of all time.
Starburst jelly beans.
Yes. So good.
Thank you,
so
little T. Starburst jelly beans, Rockstar. Do you like those?
Yes, but I am not a big Easter candy guy. Maybe when I was 8, but the past few years, I haven't really gotten the Easter candy. But I do. There are some on here that are just, I would dominate.
For me, jelly beans are just okay.
Yeah.
Regular ones.
Jelly beans. Like even Jelly Belly, like the name brand, they're just okay. Starburst jelly beans, fantastic.
Oh,
I can eat a whole bag.
The Fave Reds pack.
Yeah, that's what Jennifer bought recently.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. So good. Yep. So we're going to go 1 to 10, starting with number 10, Snickers eggs. I love Snickers. They're my favorite candy. Yes.
Didn't you get one yesterday?
There's
something about
I think EG has a bit of a sweet tooth.
Just a little bit.
My God.
There's something about when candies go different shapes, like egg shapes or Christmas tree shapes.
And for some reason, it tastes fresher.
It does.
Yeah. It's better. That's what I was going to say.
Like the nougat. Like this tastes like it's chewy. It's just like fresh.
I don't know why, but they are better if they're special shaped.
Because it's seasonal.
Yeah, seasonal. Exactly. They have been sitting out.
I guess so.
Next up is Jelly Bellies.
Again.
Have you ever played that game with jelly beans?
Yeah, where you have to guess what you're talking.
Boogers or something like that.
You spin that thing.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about jelly beans. I do like Starburst jelly beans. Jelly Belly, I could believe I'm going to take them. I don't care.
You know what was my favorite Jelly Belly flavor? Buttered popcorn.
Ooh, I hated it.
I like the pear.
Pear
and Tutti Frutti.
I did like Tutti Frutti. So you want to play that game, but they've got the bad ones.
I know.
Like vomit and stuff like that.
Whoppers, eggs.
Those are Robin eggs. I like Whoppers. The Whopper eggs don't really do it for me, but I like Whoppers in general.
I would never reach for them.
No.
Yeah, it's not my first choice, but
that stuff in the middle is just disgusting. It's like
powder.
Insulation.
Well, the worst thing
is insulation.
Like every.
It is just awful.
Like every 20th Whopper, you get that bad one that doesn't have the proper filling, and it's pretty rough.
It's gross. All right, Hershey's milk chocolate eggs. Those are classic. Always eat them in my Easter basket.
Yep, I can take those.
They're good. Cadbury caramel egg.
Dunaway.
You think of Dunaway every time somebody says Cadbury egg. He lost a challenge one time and had to eat 12 of these. Ew. Was it Rockstar? Do you remember?
He had to read the regular Cadbury egg. There's the caramel egg. The regular Cadbury egg was bought by, was it Nestle? And they changed it into a fondant, where it's just nasty.
Fondant.
Yeah. Well, like it used to be really gooey inside, almost like an egg. Now it's just fondant. And it's just nasty.
I could eat those. I like caramel and I like chocolate. That is just a lot. That when you bite into it, and then it's
like a big Rolo.
Well, it is, but it's the Rolo I can eat in one bite. You bite that one in half, and it's stuff everywhere. It's just kind of weird.
Yeah. All right, number 5, Cadbury cream egg.
Do not like those.
I've never had one of those.
No, the cream egg, I am no.
Kind of gross.
It's laid by a bunny. They have not changed the commercial in 40 years. The same commercial.
Number 4, Rocky actually gave me these yesterday. Easter M&Ms.
Well, what makes them Easter? Just the colors?
Yeah.
So they taste the same. Blends. They're just pastel colors?
They are really pretty, though.
It's called marketing.
It was a nice. That was when, was it you or Reed that, like, I literally had a handful in my mouth and I was like going for like
it had
a
to
toss,
be you.
And
had to be Reed.
He asked me something and I was like, anyways.
Drowning in pastel.
Okay, number 3, chocolate lint gold bunny.
The bunny's never done
so
it.
So do you like it when there's the tie where there's the hollow bunny, or do you like it when it's like a
solid,
full chocolate where you have to like
not
cut
hollow.
It? Like it's
solid.
Yeah, but when you try to bite the one that's just full chocolate, yeah, it kills your teeth. And the hollow one though just falls apart.
Yeah. It just breaks.
Yeah, they both got bad.
Mm-hmm. Do you go from the bottom or you go over ear first? What's your tactic?
Start with the ear. Start with the ear.
My gosh, with the ear.
Why would you not?
Here's another question.
It's the natural place to
totally
start.
Totally irrelevant for the but just something I always think about when you have somebody gives you a prescription and on the directions it says do not operate heavy machinery while you own this. What is the heavy machinery you're thinking of?
A tractor.
Like a front-end loader, you know, like the crane or whatever.
Taylor?
I would say, yeah, like a big something that you see on a construction site.
Yeah, like you would see.
It means a car, but everybody, I think the majority of people think forklift for some reason.
Why don't they say car, though?
I don't know. Heavy machines basically don't drive with this.
Why would they not say automobiles and heavy machines?
Well, I guess because they're like, well, I wasn't in an automobile. You said automobile. Yeah. You can't be specific.
No, when I think heavy machinery, I think of the,
like
the
front loader.
Yeah.
Like a crane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
All right.
Number two, Cadbury mini eggs. Cadbury has a lot on there.
I'm really scared of what number one is, and I know that I hate it.
Oh, it's going to be Peeps,
really?
And I hate Peeps.
Yes.
Right. Cadbury has dominated this.
Peeps did not make the top 10.
Peeps did not make the top 10.
Peeps are awful.
Yeah,
I hate Peeps.
There's a time and place for them for me.
Yeah. Time and a place?
Once a year.
Well, Easter
on
is
Easter.
The only time and place.
Yeah.
It's the only time that you can buy them.
Yes.
All right, number one, and I do agree with this. The Reese's peanut butter
eggs. Same thing with the eggs.
So
anything
good.
That's a specialty shape, it just tastes better. I don't know why it is. Like, I'm not a huge Reese's Cup fan, but I can eat the eggs.
Yeah.
I like them frozen.
Oh,
really?
Interesting.
Well,
or refrigerated.
Cold or refrigerated, not frozen.
Yeah,
they
not
frozen.
Okay, yeah, not frozen.
I remember I went to the store to get some stuff. One day I accidentally forgot to wear deodorant, and it was really hurting me, so I went to the drugstore to get some deodorant.
What was hurting you? Your smell?
Well, no, just knowing, like, just being aware, like, oh,
yeah,
no,
that you
like,
forgot
I'm
deodorant.
Aware. Yeah. And so I went and I saw that they have the actual Reese's, but they were eggs, like Cadbury eggs. And it was like a 2-for-1 kind of thing. I bought one. And it's so overwhelming. I gave the other one to EG. I think she just took a bite. She's like, I can't do all this.
It's so overwhelming.
Yeah, it's so overwhelming. Much.
Tyler's correct about the Peeps, EG. If you only want to eat it once a year, it's not good. I mean, he's right about that.
But I mean, everyone has a time and a place type thing. Like, how often are you eating like a corn dog or like a turkey leg on a stick at the circus or at the fair?
Yeah, that's
once
a good
a
point.
Year.
Yeah.
I don't go to the fair a lot.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't either. But like, sometimes you want a turkey leg.
The only time I eat a turkey leg is at Disney.
Disney.
And it's disgusting. It really is. People just walk around like cavemen with those turkey legs out in the open.
So think about like the ballpark food. Like, you're not going to want.
I love ballpark food.
I do too.
Yeah.
But like, I'm talking about like Little League ballpark food.
Like chicken fingers?
Like chicken fingers.
Oh,
like
all the time.
Those kinds.
Yeah, that's all you eat, Little T's. Chicken fingers
and
ranch.
Chicken finger.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a time and a place for things. Okay, next story up. Man forged mother's signature to sell her Rolls Royce to settle debts. This is in Singapore.
Okay.
In debt from buying flower garlands for female singers at Diao Hua Clubs, a man forged documents to sell his mother's two cars to a car dealer. I'm not even trying to say the name. He's also known as Kent. Was sentenced to 12 weeks jail for two charges of forging sales and purchase agreements. According to a judgment, Kent got into debt around August 2022 from frequenting clubs and buying flower hua garlands, which are to be hung or diao around singers' necks.
So, what are those called? A lay?
A lay.
So, okay, I have two questions.
All
one,
right.
How many of those things did he have to buy to have to sell a Rolls Royce?
It's a great question, Little T's. First one I have.
I'm thinking he's hiding something like because the
it's
car.
It's probably a drug habit, too.
Yeah, the car was like $400,000 or something like two cars. So, like, it equaled like $600,000. So, like, I don't think you're buying that many things for female singers to put around their necks.
No, probably not.
But also, did the mom get the cars back when he got arrested?
So,
that's a good question.
It goes on to say, desperate for money, he decided to sell the two cars, a Rolls Royce Dawn and a Mini Cooper.
Oh, interesting.
So he sold two cars.
This man loved
the Lays.
So,
he did.
Yeah, I know.
Kent, he tried to.
Contacted a representative of a car dealer in Singapore. He told the dealer that he wanted to sell the two cars belonging to his mother. The pair agreed that the Rolls Royce would be sold for $500,000 and the Mini Cooper for $130,000.
There's your answer, Little T.
Wait, $130,000
for a Mini Cooper?
Yeah, I don't think a Mini Cooper is worth $130,000. This could be Singapore dollars.
Yeah, it could be a suitcase of cash in there for there's $100,000 in here.
He got off lucky. Did you say 12 days?
12 weeks.
12 weeks?
That's it.
I thought in Singapore they came.
I did too.
Yeah.
That's for chewing gum. Like, you're not allowed to chew gum in your litter on the streets. And like, what was it, Michael? The guy that got lashing for graffiti on the car.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Michael, yeah. I can't remember his last name, but I know
like
who you're talking about.
Yeah. 30 lashes. Yeah. It was a huge story for tagging a car.
Yeah. J.A. is right. Imagine him saying, listen, I'll throw in a Mini Cooper for cheap. If you'll just buy the Rolls, I'll throw in a Mini Cooper for cheap. Okay.
Buy one, get one.
So the way he did it is he lied to the dealer. This is so shady. And he said that his mother was out of town in Taiwan when she was in Singapore. He claimed he would obtain his mother's signatures when she returned. He then forged his mother's signatures in Chinese characters before sending the agreements back to Mr. Lowe via WhatsApp. You're selling cars via WhatsApp?
Sending it on the up and up, though, in Chinese characters.
In Chinese characters. Yeah. And then August 16th, the mother lodged a police report saying she believed he had forged her signatures to sell her cars without her consent. How do you, I mean.
I don't know.
I have a lot of questions.
Again, he's lucky he only got 12 weeks in jail in Singapore.
Yeah, 12 weeks.
Yeah. I guess it probably wasn't pleasant, but it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. All right. Owner of Legoland, Madame Tussauds and Peppa Pig theme parks.
That's a random collection.
To roll out Uber-like surge pricing.
Oh, so the more people there, the more they'll charge to get in. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm guessing like weekends, like knowing that everybody's going to come for weekends, like Tuesdays should be a little cheaper. I don't know. Tuesday now is going to be average actual price. Friday, Saturday, Sunday could be a little more expensive.
Yeah. I thought they kind of already do stuff like that. Prices are more on the weekend.
Yeah,
I
like you go to the if you're renting a beach house in December and a beach house in July.
Well, so that Wendy's tried this and then they got a little trouble. So they bet no. We never said that we're trying new digital menu boards.
Right, right.
I guess you got the message wrong.
That also changed the prices. Yeah.
So it goes on to say they unveiled plans to charge more during peak times to offset a decline in visitors. Scott O'Neill, chief executive of Merlin Entertainment, said the company is introducing a so-called dynamic pricing model. They always make it sound so pretty.
Yes, dynamic pricing. Surge pricing. No, dynamic pricing.
To its top 20 worldwide attractions by the end of the year and to its major U.S. parks in 2025. Theme parks are the latest industry to look to dynamic pricing after fast food giant Wendy's caused uproar in January after announcing it would adopt burger prices depending on demand.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that sounds more boring to me than Peppa Pig Land. I don't know what rides you have there.
Legoland sounds fun. You get to walk around barefoot.
Oh, God.
Oh my
just
God.
Destroy your feet. Yes.
I've never been to Legoland.
Peppa Pig Land sounds awful.
And I don't enjoy wax figurines either.
Those things are kind of creepy. Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to a wax museum one time.
Well, my only time out of the country, we went to Victoria, Canada. We took a ferry from Seattle, and we had like 1 hour. We went to a wax museum, and it was very underwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, Queen Elizabeth was there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 50% of them actually look like the
it's
person.
It's just uncomfortable. Like,
yeah.
And somebody said, like, Brown, we're going to be doing a wax figure of you in Tuscaloosa. I'm like, okay.
Ooh.
And just to see what their interpretation of what you look like.
I know.
Like the way they do the hair, how they get that fake hair.
Yeah. Ugh.
Okay, self-proclaimed She-Hulk has bigger biceps than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Do we have a photo?
You guys ready?
I'm ready.
So this woman has got bigger biceps than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know that she does.
Those are some big biceps.
It's not a muscular bicep. It's just a fat arm.
She would destroy all of us in arm wrestling.
Well, I know she'd kill me, but I'm just saying she does not have a bigger bicep than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
She's got the Beetlejuice head going from the movie that got in the waiting room.
Yeah. That is a lot to process. So
that is a lot to process.
I would agree.
Amy Winehouse went downhill.
Jackie Corn.
Oh, no.
Corn. Is it with a K?
Yeah, K. Well, it's with a double O. K.
Oh, you're not related.
R-N.
It's not your aunt.
I don't
T.
claim her.
Yes.
Jackie, I mean, I guess that's how you say it. Corn.
Yeah.
AKA She-Hulk is a physically impressive.
False.
34-year-old fitness enthusiast from the Netherlands who allegedly has bigger biceps than Arnold Schwarzenegger did in his prime, 24 inches compared to 22. She's always been into fitness, but it was only after being forced to take a break from kickboxing in 2020 due to COVID-19 restrictions that she realized she was much more comfortable with a bigger frame. She has since more than doubled in weight, embracing her curvy figure and dedicating herself to building massive muscles. She feels stronger than ever, and despite getting called fat or too manly online, she only focuses on the positive and she encourages other people to do the same.
Okay, I'm happy for her that she's happy with herself, but I don't think that she can say, I'm so muscular.
Yeah, I believe she can look however she wants, but I am not buying what she's selling about the biceps.
No.
It looks a little bit like she's got a leg on her shoulder.
If we want to model our fitness routine after the Dutch She-Hulk,
I don't.
Well, if we do, she lets us know how. She begins her training sessions with 100 push-ups and 250 sit-ups, followed by 2 hours of strength training, which usually involves deadlifting up to 330 pounds, up to 400-pound bench presses, and squatting with 220 pounds and extra weights.
How often?
I think that's every day.
Every day?
There's no way that that girl does 100 push-ups every day.
I can't even
I'm not questioning you.
No, no. Doing a wall push-up.
It could be wall push-ups.
Oh, yeah. Those are not quite as effective as that.
No, they're not as much tension.
She is in her bulk up period. So she is.
It's working.
Focuses on a healthy diet, trying to consume as many calories as possible.
Yeah.
And lifting weights.
I'm probably not going to do that.
Yeah, I think
I'm going to pass on that.
If I ever have to be Skype, you're fat and too manly. Not manly, too manly.
I don't know. I'm happy for her.
I wonder how tall she is. Because the Netherlands...
She doesn't look like 5'4". I'm going to go 5'4", would be my guess on her.
The Netherlands has the tallest people in the world.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I actually noticed that when I was there. Everyone was super tall. And they
Seriously?
Were really pretty.
Or you think they'd be better in basketball?
Yeah. They're all really tall. And they ride bikes everywhere.
Yeah, I did know that.
Yeah.
That is Trash, presented by Mortgage Right. MortgageRight.com/TNR. When you're ready to buy a house or refinance, veteran-owned, veteran-operated Mortgage Right here to help you. MortgageRight.com/TNR. What's your pick for Bama, North Carolina tonight?
I'm going to go Bama.
You're going to go Bama?
I'm going to go Bama.
We'll see.
If Latrell Reitzel doesn't play...
UNC.
If he does play, you go Bama?
I would say I am more likely to say they cover.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't rebound. Armando Bacot, I think.
Oh, he's
going to be.
Yeah, they're going to hold the boards. Oh, yeah, he's going to be an issue. Unless he's in foul trouble, they should hold the boards.
Mark Sears led Alabama in rebounds last game and is 6'1.
Yeah.
Jay, I don't know.
J.A. says, say it, T. Go ahead and say it, T.
No, I mean, I think that UNC is going to win based off of just him, basically.
Right off Bacot.
But, I mean, I don't know. But Alabama, I mean, if they. Hit threes like they can, and you never know.
Momentum.
Yep.
Nick Pringle, someone needs to like poke him today and just get him in the mood.
Fire him up.
Someone needs to
like almost to where he slams a clipboard on the sideline against Tigger, but right up to that point.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, you're on your way to Tuscaloosa. Coverage at Next Round Live. Little T going to hang around and handle everything at Next Round Live. That was Trash. This hour presented by Champions, world famous fried chicken, championschicken.com. Sterling and the gang open for lunch, open for dinner tonight to watch the games there. They're ready to help you at Champions, world famous fried chicken, championschicken.com. Dunaway rejoins us to wrap the show from LA next on The Next Round.
Follow The Next Round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, you're in the red zone for every college rivalry and divisional matchup all season long. On game day, you never have to decide which teams to watch, only what combination of bites, burgers, wings, and more to order. Plus, where else are your favorite draft beers always poured at a frozen 29 degrees? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Stick around after the sun sets. Twin Peaks is open really late. Wind down with bourbon and late night bites. Only at Twin Peaks.
This hour of The Next Round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
Storm season is here. Make sure you have a plan of action in place right now. Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing should be your first call when storms hit. Insurance companies love working with Storm Restoration Roofing because of Greg Nelson's name and reputation in the industry. When storms hit, call Greg Nelson. He's local. 205-542-3531. He's the home of the free no-cost roof inspection. Greg from Pell City on Facebook. 205-542-3531. It's Storm Restoration Roofing.
You have all heard of Red Wing Shoes, but what is Red Wing Shoes? It's the place where men buy boots, plain and simple. Who are Red Wing's customers? They are construction workers, warehouse employees, college students, the guy that fixes your AC, the guy at the end of the bar, the IT guy. Red Wing is a father, Red Wing is a son, Red Wing is a cult following shared by all men. A classic, comfortable pair of cool boots with a story to tell. What's your Red Wing story? Red Wing Shoe Stores, located in Pelham and Trussville.
Things fall apart. There's even a book about it, but that doesn't mean you have to break the bank to fix them. Ryan Brown here for the next round. Our friends at Mortgage Right have a new renovation option that will make repairs and other home improvements easy. If you've recently purchased a home and find yourself short on cash, or you're looking to buy a fixer-upper, Mortgage Right's renovation loan program can help you spruce up your space. Repairs can be made to your roof, plumbing, flooring, and more with the help of top-notch mortgage professionals. So get your fix by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR and MLS 2239 Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Urology Centers of Alabama. Compassionate and comprehensive urological care with 35 physicians, 17 locations across Alabama. Their patient-centered approach to all of your urological needs. Remember, they've got that new men's health center. It is beautiful, helping men with a wide range of sensitive male issues in a comfortable environment. You can always go online, visit urologycentersalabama.com, schedule an appointment with one of their many urologists today.
Take TNR on the go with a podcast built for your satisfaction. Miss Hour 1, find it in podcast form. Miss Hour 2, stream it now. Miss Hour 3, download it for later. Miss Hour 4, well, just know it's never coming back. Listen to TNR wherever you find podcasts.
All right, one more segment to go from Birmingham and L.A. Jimmy D in L.A. presented by MyBookie.ag. Code next round, where the line has moved in the Alabama-North Carolina game. It opened at 4, Dunaway. It hung around 4. It bumped up to 4.5. It is now at 5. North Carolina is favored 5 over the Alabama Crimson Tide. The total still 173.5. So here on game day, just a matter of hours before the game, the line has bumped up a little bit, with North Carolina now favored 5 in this game.
This is usually when I say, Lance, what does that mean? What does that mean? Does that mean smart money's coming on late on North Carolina?
It means late money's coming on North Carolina. I don't know if it's the smart or not.
Yeah. Did the girls make any picks while they were in there? Any gut feeling in the room?
EG went Alabama. Little T went, felt like North Carolina there. Alabama to cover if Reitzel plays.
So it was chalk by the expectations in the room, EG with Bama and Taylor with not Bama.
Okay. But to cover, close game.
But to cover, yeah. Hey, covering, if they're covering, I will say this, they're in the game late. So that's an advantage Alabama. If they've got a chance to win this thing in the under 4 timeout, I think Nate Oates would take that right now. Give me 4 minutes in the game, realistically, chance to win, 4 minutes to go, shorten this game and see if Alabama can pull one out at the end. I think you would take that if you're a Bama fan, right? If you tell me, you can guarantee me, we'll say you're within the point spread, so 5 or under at the under 4 timeout, and you just go from there, see who gets it, who wins it. I think you would take that right now if you're Alabama to see what happened in that final 4 minutes.
Yeah, I agree with you. If you're the under 4 timeout and this is a one possession game, 4-point game, something like that, I think you love your spot. If you're Alabama, you see if the pressure gets to North Carolina a little bit. Now, again, this is a veteran team. We told you the ages on this team. They're an average age of 22.2 years old, basically the same as the Oklahoma City Thunder. So it's hard to think they're going to crumble under pressure. I mean, that is one thing I don't know that I would fear if I'm a Carolina fan, is the pressure is going to cause me to crumble.
Yeah. And, you know, for Alabama, you know, I talked to Aaron Estrada about this yesterday. I said, it's football school versus blue blood. If you're not an Alabama fan around the country, people are going to look at this and go, North Carolina is a basketball school. Alabama's not. North Carolina's a one seed. Advance them on out. Nobody's expecting anything from Alabama tonight. So that's a good place to be in when you have shooters who are going to take their shot. And you just hope it's one of those nights where everything goes in. Sort of like, I mean, that kid from Oakland, right? Did he hit in that first game upset of Kentucky? So if Mark Sears or Estrada or Reitzel, if he plays, has a game like that, then all of a sudden you're talking about a possible upset. So they know each other. They played each other last year. A lot of players were on that game that's back. And Alabama won that one in 4 overtimes. I'll say this. I think Alabama would take a poor overtime game tonight, too.
That'd be exhausting. It wouldn't end until like midnight. Gutter Cap Birmingham is keeping your gutters clog-free and keeping you off that ladder. Call our guy, C. Stu, at Gutter Cap Birmingham, 823-2212, 823-2212. It'll give you a free estimate right now, up to 45% off. Cap it, don't snap it. Climb that ladder for the last time. And those gutters remain clog-free thanks to Gutter Cap, 823-2212, the patented aluminum system that works for your house to keep those gutters gutters clean, 823-2212 for Gutter Cap in Birmingham. Dunaway remains, and I don't know if you got a feel for these other games. You're going to go to that early game as Jim is still with us there in L.A., courtesy of MyBookie.ag. Arizona-Clemson, Arizona minus 7. I mean, it'd be a pretty big upset here. Clemson, I don't think most people thought would be in this situation. So pretty big upset if they win this game. You got to feel pretty good about Arizona here tonight.
A couple of familiar foes for Bama fans, though. Saw them earlier in the year. But I feel like it's an Arizona game here. I saw Jaden Bradley for a second walking in.
I saw you tweet that video, yeah.
Yeah, the former Alabama guy who transferred to Arizona. And Jaden Bradley, right? Is that his name?
Bradley. Jaden Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley. Yeah, no R.
No, Bradley. Jaden Bradley.
And then, yeah. Oh, it is. Okay, so I was right the first time. And then Namari Burnett, who's at Michigan, not here. But when I saw Jaden walking in, I was thinking to myself, man, if he was still on this team, pretty good defender, pretty good shooter. He'd play a lot of minutes if he'd stayed at Alabama, playing about the same minutes he played last year at Arizona.
Yeah.
Namari Burnett, really, really good defender, can shoot a little bit too, went to a program that's struggling in Michigan. Now they fired their coach. Another guy who, if he'd stayed at Alabama, would have helped Alabama's defense. There's two guys that were elite defenders who would have changed the way Alabama's defense played this year. Maybe would have been, you know, we always say Betty Ocko. Yeah, that's a given, right? Would have changed everything. But maybe if those two guys had changed as well, you know, I don't know if you get Aaron Estrada at that point. Maybe you do. And but those guys were really, really good defensively. If there's no Reitzel, you know, it goes back, I think, to Ryland Griffin having to guard R.J. Davis. And Ryland was good on, relatively speaking, good on Grand Canyon's big guy, but he'd have to be great again tonight and not get into foul trouble while still producing on the offensive side.
So that's Arizona-Clemson. You'll be there for that game at Crypto.com Arena. Let's talk about the Boston games real quick. San Diego State, UConn. I mentioned San Diego State. It's Lance's free play at Lance'sLock.com. They're catching 11.5. Big number in this one. They may cover that number. I would be really surprised. I mean, it's just amazing how much this has changed since these two teams met for the national championship last year. I can't remember what the point spread was in that game, but they were both playing for the national championship. Now here in the Sweet 16, UConn is an 11.5 point favorite in what will be basically a home crowd in Boston with all the UConn fans there.
Yeah, Hurley even said it yesterday. It is Stores South,
yeah,
is what he called it. We worked hard to go to Stores South.
Well, they did. I mean, they deserve to play this. I mean, that's what you get for being the one seed.
Yeah, the number one overall seed. They get to stay in their backyard. So this seems like an easy UConn win, and I just hate myself. I overthought this bracket. I should have had UConn going all the way and playing for the championship, probably winning the national championship. What an idiot play by me. UConn is a great team, and I think this thing is opening up for them to maybe be the first repeat national champion since Florida.
Yeah, it's amazing it has been that long, but you're absolutely right about that. Then the late game tonight, Iowa State minus 1.5 against Illinois. This is the toughest game for me to get a feel on. The Cyclones, the 1.5 point favorite, playing that late game in Boston tonight. It's just, it's tough to get a feel on this game. I have no earthly idea how this game plays out.
No, I think that one's coin flip game, in my opinion. Illinois is playing well, and Iowa State is, they're outside of Hilton. They were unbeaten at home this year. So, you know, if you're going to say Auburn is different outside of Neville Arena, I think you say Iowa State's different outside of their on-campus stadium as well. So we'll see how it plays out. For some reason, I'm feeling a little Illinois tonight.
Are you now? You like you some Illini in that game?
Yeah, I am. I'm feeling a little ill. Illinois tonight.
All right, more on Alabama and North Carolina in just a moment. Again, a reminder, Coca-Cola Spice with that great raspberry spice flavor, the natural Coca-Cola classic taste. Add that raspberry spice flavor, and you've got a great drink there. You get it at your local retailer, your local convenience store. Look for Coca-Cola Raspberry Spiced, Coca-Cola Spiced on the shelves wherever you are shopping. Dunaway getting ready to head to Crypto.com Arena. And as a reminder, we will be live at 5 o'clock. Prior to the game, he and I, then he'll head to the locker room after the game and get all that at Next Round Live. And I will be live immediately after the game getting your reaction to Alabama, North Carolina. So we've got about 3.5 minutes here left in the show. Your last chance before we do that live show tonight when you're in the arena. What's your gut feel on this Bama, North Carolina game?
I feel North Carolina because they're the number one overall seed. And I think it goes back to the conversation we had both online and on the show the last 2 days. Can Alabama's bigs down low play with Baycott? Or is Baycott going to have one of those games? And you can look back in the history of Baycott, and there's sometimes that he has disappeared a lot last year. He has not been that guy this year. RJ Davis, probably the best guard on the floor. Mark Sears hopefully has something to say about that. Hopefully it's a heck of a game. I hope Alabama shows up and plays well in this Sweet 16 game, and we'll see how it all shakes out. I'm just looking forward to being at a Sweet 16 game. I was there last year in Louisville,
yep.
Brownie.
Yep.
And I remember how weird the crowd was because it was Alabama drivable. There were some fans there. San Diego State brought surprisingly,
I agree,
more people than I thought. But the biggest surprise was Princeton, the number of yep. Princeton fans that were at the Sweet 16. So I'm looking to be surprised by somebody tonight. I don't think it'll be Alabama fans. I don't think it'll be Clemson fans because I haven't seen any $2 bills here. They usually spread those around. It'll be interesting to see if Carolina brings a ton of fans. Maybe some live here in L.A. and just transported out here to L.A. as Carolina grads.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how the crowd is split up tonight.
It's a big it's a national fan base, North Carolina. It's a big national team. So I think you have a lot of people that probably grew up as Carolina fans that even lived out there, right? I mean, they weren't USC or UCLA or Cal or Stanford. They just saw North Carolina on TV and saw – all those greats that have come through there, and they just ended up being Carolina fans. So, yeah, you'll probably have a lot of Carolina fans, but Arizona is going to dominate that arena tonight. That's a good fan base. They travel. That's not that bad a trip from Tucson to L.A. In fact, if the favorites, if the chalk holds and the favorites advance, North Carolina, Arizona, probably going to feel like a road game for the Tar Heels.
Yeah, probably so. I'm bad on maps, especially when we get out west. Tucson to L.A., what's that, about 2.5 hours?
No idea. I would guess.
Longer than that?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never driven it. I don't know.
I'll go 30 minutes.
30 minutes, yeah. It's like going to Pell City. All right, that's going to do it. Hey, don't forget NASCAR coming back to the Talladega Super Speedway, 877-GO-2-DEGA, TalladegaSuperSpeedway.com. It is the GEICO 500 weekend coming up in just a couple of weekends, April 19th through 21st, there at Talladega Super Speedway. You can get on board 877-GO-2-DEGA, TalladegaSuperSpeedway.com. Enhance your weekend with the garage experience presented by Cool Ray. See all of that at TalladegaSuperSpeedway.com and get tickets by calling 877-GO-2-DEGA. All right, Dunaway, we'll talk to you tonight at 5. Enjoy the game. Have fun out there in L.A.
All right, I sure will, man. Heading to the room to change and then down to the arena. Should be a fun day in the Sweet 16.
Crypto.com Arena is where you'll find Dunaway tonight. His coverage there presented by MyBookie.ag, code Next Round, and the Autograph app. Download the Autograph app with code TNR for all the info on your favorite team and great deal on tickets as well. We'll see you tonight at 5 on the video platforms. Follow us always at Next Round Live. Give this a thumbs up. And if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, please do that and set your alerts so you always know when we're live. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock on the live show, tonight 5 and after the game.